So let's go through some of the immunosuppressive medications that we use. Historically, the first one was steroids. And so we'll talk about corticosteroids such as methylprednisolone or prednisone. As you know, steroids have multiple anti-inflammatory actions. They block cytokine production. And you'll notice as I go through these medications that I've highlighted or put in bold print the main mechanism of action. And for steroids, they inhibit IL-1, IL-6, and TNF synthesis. And really, they block lots of cytokines, but remember, these are main inflammatory cytokines. Most places give a bolus at the start of transplant, and then there's a rapid taper after the transplant, and many centers keep patients on low maintenance doses. Some centers taper the patients all the way off of steroids. Other times, high dose boluses are used, sometimes as you'll see later, for certain treatments. High dose steroids can actually cause T cell lysis.